Hey you guys, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of The Secret is Work. I am Princess.
My name is Kirkland.
And today we will be talking about creating a product or services. We also going to talk about how to price yourself. So the first thing, let's get started with creating a service or a product, right? So to me personally, if you have been if you've been in business, or you've been a creative, you've been a blogger for 2 years or more, you should definitely have some type of service. Or if you're a blogger, you can have a product, whatever you're doing in life, that you online, you're promoting yourself, you should definitely have something to offer. And you know, at some point it's like enough of the free shit, you know. And to me, like right now, I'm at the point where I get to create coaching programs, right? I've been blogging since 2011. I think I'm qualified to show people how to blog, right? And I'm always using, I've used things like Canva. I know things about SEO. So I feel like I am qualified to tell, to show you how I've been able to do those things, right? So I feel like there's so many different things you can offer. And digital products is one of them. A physical product is one of them. And I know people who have created like a planner, who have created a t-shirt, you know, hats, accessories, whatever the case may be. You definitely have to decide what is it that my audience want from me. So whether it's something you feel like your audience need, or if it's something you've been passionate about, you want to put out, I will definitely say start working on a product or service. What you think, Kirkland?
I think that's really great. In terms of creating a product, I think finding out what product and service your audience needs is actually quite easy. I think before you even start thinking about creating a product, more than likely your audience is going to keep asking you for things over and over and over again. I think those are the telltale signs of what your audience is requiring from you. I know for me, I think the thing I keep getting over and over again is that I want to promote guys feeling better about themselves. So I've been contemplating how to create like something motivational, something that you can do on a daily basis that will help motivate you throughout the day about how you look and about shielding yourself from how the world sees you. So I think it's really simple. You just listen to what your audience is asking and provide them with that product, whatever that product is for your industry.
I agree. But the thing is, it's like sometimes your audience is asking for something, but it's sometimes it's not something you want to do. It might not be something you're passionate about, but if it's something your audience wants from you, I will definitely say find a way to do it without, you know, without losing yourself, without losing your mind. I feel like for me, people are always asking about blogging questions. How can I start my blog? How do I blog? So I was like, okay, I'll create a coaching program. So my coaching program used to be blog one. Well, it is blog 101, but I was doing one-on-one coaching. I didn't like it. I still today, I do not like the one-on-one coaching. So what did I do? Now, I still have people asking me. So I didn't want to leave money on the table, and I wanted to be able to help my audience. So I decided to turn my coaching program into a do-it-yourself. So I recorded one time, and it's available. You can buy it as many times as you want. And anytime you find me online, you go to my website, it's there. You can purchase it. So it doesn't, so you might not, it's not something you might want to do, but if it's something your audience want, you definitely have to find a way to do it. Like, and you can always just send out a survey. Another way to survey your audience, send out an email, say, give them a couple of options. Be like, hey, if I start, which one of these products, which one of these coaching programs, if I start, would you purchase? Or you can ask them, like, I noticed my mentor, every once in a while, she will do a survey in our group, and she will say, what is it that you want more of? It might be marketing, it might be you know, creating products, it might be different things. And the one with the most vote is what you will create. So you can always send out an email asking your audience to vote on something that you've been asking. And there are times it might be something you're really, really good at, and you just provide it, like kind of one of those things, you know, throw it all on the wall, see what sticks, see what people want. Because I feel like as a photographer, for me, honestly, I wasn't getting too many questions about photography. Like, I was getting questions about covering events. I had people, you know, ask me to cover events, but I wasn't getting a lot of questions. Oh, I'm a new blogger. I want you to shoot me. I wasn't getting those questions. I was simply looking for ways to make money. I was looking for ways to make more money. And Kirkland was like, why don't you shoot new bloggers? I was like, hey, you're right. So I decided to come up with a way to offer my audience new quality photos, affordable quality photos, without charging them too much. So it started with me kind of wanting to make money, wanted to do some, you know, tap into my own skills to also, you know, making sure I'm giving my audience something that they actually need. I feel like a lot of my blogger people who are following me, also, they are, a lot of them are bloggers. So I don't want them to feel like they have to pay so much money to get quality photos. So I decided I'm going to, you know, start a photography business and give them great photos without charging so much, like an arm and a leg. So definitely figure out what is that you want to sell. Also, what your audience is looking for, and give it to them, right?
Yes, that survey one's a good one. I didn't think of that. I might actually gonna do that myself. I think in terms of creating a product, it is great to survey your audience. But more than survey your audience, I think pay closer attention. I would say another good way is if you run an Instagram, if you have the Instagram for Business account, I would say checking your analytics is another good way on figuring out how to create a product. And I'll show you how. So if you go to your analytics, for example, and let's say it says your best days to post is Monday, right? Let's say Monday is your day that you do outfit of the week, and that's the day you get the most views on your Instagram. I would say if you pick from that information, what I would pull from that is that people want to see more of you in outfits. So I would consider, if it's possible, maybe some digital styling course. That's what I would take from that information. So I think, you know, paying attention to your Instagram, not feed, what is it called? Analytics. Your stats. Yeah. Well, is another way to find a product and service that your audience may want, but they may not know how to verbalize, or they don't even know they need it. But clearly, based on the statistics, that's what they like.
Yeah, true. And I think the last thing I will say on creating a product is, just like he said, you might not know what you need to create. You might feel like, oh, I don't have anything to offer. Girl, guy, there's so much out there you can offer. You, if you really tap into your skills, you really, really take inventory of yourself and what you're good at, you will realize there's so much you have to offer. So don't cut yourself short. Don't overthink it. Just like we said, survey your audience. And even if after you survey your audience, what they're asking for is something you don't want to do, focus on your passion. Just realize, hey, I love clothes. I can sell clothes. I can create a t-shirt. I love talking. Start doing speaking gigs and start offering, start teaching people how to do speaking gigs. Whatever it is that you feel like you like, you're good at. You're good at a lot of things, and I promise you, you'll be surprised some of the things people are willing to pay money for. Okay, you can also just put your if you're good at graphics, if you're good at being an assistant, if you're good at typing, get a, what is the Upwork?
Mm-hmm.
Upwork. Freelance, Fiverr. Offer your services, your skills. Shoot, people are looking for social media managers. They're looking for people to post online for them all day. So jump on one of those platforms, put yourself out there, and start pretty much offering something that you're good at. You know, someone, so there's someone out there that's looking for something that you have to offer. So that's all I have on creating a product, bottom line is, create something and start selling it.
Yeah, everyone needs a product that includes you. Or a service, either one. Okay, so moving right along, once you've created that product, now it's time to talk about how to put a price tag on this product or service. I think when it comes to products, it's a little bit easier in terms of products on how to price them, but I think products nonetheless. So how I do it, or how I think in my mind that it should work, is if say you're selling a t-shirt, and let's, a matter of fact, check, let's make this personal. I sell t-shirts. The shirt I sell for $25, right? I think it's important to figure out how much that shirt is going to cost you with the printed graphic on it. Then figure out what your shipping cost is. And then figure out how much profit do you need to make from each shirt for printing the shirt to be worth it. And that's how I would come up with the pricing. So let's put dollars and cents to that. So say the shirt costs you $5. The printing costs you $20, for example, right? So that's $25. Ship, let's say you include $5 shipping. So that's $30 right there. Then you've just covered all your bases. Now you need to make a profit. So the profit part is where it gets a little tricky, because this is really going to be based on volume and really worth of the shirt. So I would say for this one, it's sometimes it's easier to just double things. That way you don't have to think too much about it. So when I say double it, I mean, so double the price of the shirt, for example. So if it costs you $5, then double that to 10. If the graphics cost, well, you can't do that for a t-shirt, but I'm just throwing out numbers here. If the graphics cost you 20, you double that, make that 40. So now you're at $50, $5 shipping. So now you're at $55. That would be a good way to price something. For example, let's say if it wasn't a t-shirt, because nobody's paying $55 for a t-shirt. I mean, unless you're Beyonce. So,
and we'll price it as if you, let's say you're buying wholesale and reselling. So if you're buying a pair of jeans, you can price it with that method you just gave, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you're buying it wholesale, so it's $250 for the shirt, and then $10 for the graphics, so that's $1,250. So you double the shirt and make it $24. And then charge people $5 for shipping, that would work. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's definitely ways to price your item. Personally, I've had an online store. I'm working on another online store, and it's the same thing. It's like it's going to be the first thing we're going to do is price at how much was the item. It was $10. So now we're gonna add the price we purchased the item for, and we're also gonna add a $10 profit, and then now we're going to add marketing. We're going to add the price, how much is gonna take us to market the item, how much is gonna cost us to ship it to us and to ship it to the customer. Right? And then we also, it's something actually I've never added, but you mentioned something about, so let's say the item get damaged on its way out. So that's going to be covered. It's something I've never added in the past, but it's something to add into your price. But definitely the price of the item, the profit you want to make, and of course, marketing and shipping. Shipping going and coming. A lot of the things I was selling before, shipping for one dress was costing me $2-3. So honestly, I was offering free shipping to my customers, but there's a way to put it in there without trying to break, you know, the customer's back with that shipping price.
We all know
no one likes to pay for shipping. I hate paying for shipping. I hate paying for shipping and parking. I do. So that's one of the ways I've been priced my physical products. But for my services, it's really, I'm pricing for my time. So my one-on-one coaching, they cost way more money than my digital product. So you just purchase, you do it on your own. Like when I price my my coaching program, honestly, I really was just going by, I was like looking at the average. How much are most people are charging for that kind of coaching? That was a one-time I recorded my coaching one time and then pretty much making money off of it as I go, because I don't have to keep doing it. The only thing you have to do, you can reach out to me and ask me ask a question. But that's all via email. That's all via text. You might even call me, but I'm not taking no one-on-one with you. I'm not taking a meeting with you. If I have to take a meeting with you, you're going to have to purchase a different one. So the ones that takes my time is $300. And the one that doesn't take my time, except that one time that I made it, it's $197. So I've been able to price those things based on my time. It doesn't cost me anything, but maybe... I mean, I think my coaching program might take me maybe 2 hours altogether. So how much is my time per hour? So that's pretty much how I've been able to price my services. How much, if you were to hire me to do something right now in my field, how much it will cost you per hour?
The service one is interesting, but I just thought of a method. Market research is actually might be your best friend. I would say find all of the, for example, let's say you want to become a coach. Go find all the coaches in your area.
See how much you're charging.
I mean, in your field, and see what they're charging. And then also base it on their expertise. And
how long they've been doing it.
And then figure out, from there, where do you start? For example, so let's say a coach that you look up to is charging $1,500 for their course, for example. But let's say they've been blogging for 5 years, for example, and you've only been blogging for 1.5. Then I would say take that 5 years divided by 1,500. And then that's how you come up with your introductory rate. I don't know what that math is right now.
But also at the same time, like sometimes some people thinking, well, I haven't been blogging for that long. I'm new at this. But at the end of the day, how much value are you adding to this person who's going to purchase this coaching program? How much value, what they're getting, is going to set them up to get exactly what they were looking for and more. So that can help you price it even better, because if you're putting out trash, you're putting out things that's packed with fluff, then it's probably not even worth what you're gonna charge. So, and you're just charging it because that's what you feel like you should charge. But at the end of the day, you have to be confident of what you're creating. If you're adding value, you price it. Even if the person who's been blogging way longer before is charging a little less than you, you choose to charge a little more because you feel like you're adding more value, right?
Okay.
That's what I said. I mean, when I was pricing my coaching programs, I did go to see what other people are charging, but I didn't really base mine on what other people are charging. I based mine really truly on my time. But a lot of my things, honestly, at the beginning, I was just trying it out to see who's gonna buy it, to see is it worth that price. And then I have changed my prices later. And then that's how I've learned, this is what I'm gonna charge. I don't feel bad for charging for anything. And I do not discuss my prices. Buy it if you want. Don't buy it if you don't want it. Like, this is my time. This is my work. It's either you want it or you don't. Once I set my prices, I do not discuss my prices. In my coaching program, like, it's funny because some of my new clients, I'll give them a discount on the do-it-yourself. The one that requires a meeting with me, you do not get a discount. I only give out a discount once a year, and that's Black Friday. So the do-it-yourself one, I'll give out discounts because that takes me 2 hours the whole year. So figure it out how to price based on you, your time, your skills, your expertise, based on what you have to offer. I feel like that's the third time I said that. But go ahead, Kirkland.
I guess you're driving that point home. in terms of pricing, I think it's... Yes, you want to charge based on what you think your value is worth, but there's a
not what you think, what you know your value is.
Well, it's still what that's still what you believe your
perceived value. That's what you is. That's what you know your value
that's
is.
That's fine, but you also there's also another aspect to that is what is your perceived value from others. Because that's going to determine who buys your product or don't buy your product. Because if you're if you have a service for example, perfect example, if Beyonce was offering singing lessons and she was charging $20,000 an hour, you'd pay that $20,000 an hour because your perceived value of Beyonce is the world. But let's say... Let's say William Hung from American Idol is charging $20,000 for singing lessons. You would be like, fuck out of here. That's what I'm saying. So it's still about perceived value. So what if
Brandy is also charging $20,000 per hour and Beyonce charging $20,000 per hour?
That's still perceived. But both of those artists, someone will pay both of those artists $20,000.
Even Brandy.
Someone will pay both of those artists $20,000.
Okay.
No one's going to pay William Hung $20,000 for singing lessons. So that's my thing. It's perceived value. Even in that example, which you're trying to be shady over there. Like, even in that example, someone's going to look at Beyonce's and be like, I'm not paying you $20,000 for singing lessons. Someone's going to look at Brandy's prices... $20,000 saying I'm not paying you $20,000.
That is fine. There's...
But overall, the value is those two singers are well regarded and someone sees a value in you as a singer. No one sees a value in William Hung as a singer. That's where I was going with that point.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is when you're coming up with prices, you also have to be realistic in the prices.
True.
Another thing is don't be afraid to introduce a price. And introductory rates are just that purpose. They're because they're built that way for uncertainty. For example, when you buy in a house. No, forget buying a house. When you get a credit card, sometimes a credit card will come with an introductory rate because they're either trying to lure you into their service or they're not sure how the market is going to go. So they give you a price that is good for now, but can and will change based on market circumstances. So you can do the exact same. You can have a product. For example, my XL shoots, my introductory rate is $75. I do feel once I get a certain number of clients or a certain number and a certain caliber of clients, like once my work is seen by the likes of millions, I will change my prices because at that time, what it's going to cost me to do the work is going to be more. But I'm introducing myself to the world at $75. So also don't be afraid to introduce yourself at a certain price because eventually those prices will go up because your value will go up.
Yeah, and exactly. And I did the same thing because I think we came up with that together, actually. I did the same thing when I introduced my Shots by Princess, my photography business, I did do $75, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do it for that. And once I'm at client number 5, my price was going to go to the $85. And sure enough, the second I was at client number 5, I changed my prices. And because I'm still building my clientele, I'm still, getting, I'm still new at this type of photography. So I decided to, I'm going to do a couple of sales here and there. And I've been doing flash sales over the weekends. So just so I can get a little more clients, I have more work, more ways and more work to promote myself. So having an intro rate is actually a good idea.
I agree. So in terms of pricing, I hope that guys help hope that, guys, hope it helps you all figure out, number one, what product to start. Number two, once you figure out that product, how to price that product. So we're going to move right on in to the business of the week because we don't have a question, guys. But we would like to let you guys know to email us at thesecretiswork@gmail.com and ask us questions so that we'll have, you know, really great content to fill into this section.
Yeah, and you can also ask us questions on social media. The Secret is Work on all of the platforms. Oh, yeah. And if you send us a question, send us a DM, send us a inbox, I don't know, whichever platform you're using, send us a message, comment under a photo. I have been sending out asking the questions. If you have a question, definitely send us questions and we will answer them here every week.
Yes. So this week's business of the week is going to be none other than another one of my friends, because I have really dope friends who are doing really dope shit in the world. And so my friend Ivan started a t-shirt company called Inked Up Designs here on Atlanta, and so I just wanted to promote him, his business. He's still a budding entrepreneur, but he has a great idea and a great brand on his hands, so I want to help any way I can push that up into the stratosphere. He actually made one of the shirts that I wore it on the blog called Favorites, the yellow shirt. And so I just wanted to, you know, big him up and let him know that we out here supporting other small businesses just like ourselves. So you guys can head on over to Inked Up Designs.
Inkedupdesigns.com.
Or it might be inkedupdesignsatl.com. Not sure, but it's one of those.
Shouldn't you put it on and she gives them the correct
maybe name?
That's why you let a man take over.
Whose fault is that?
Oh, really? Because women get blamed for everything.
Oh, you turn this into that conversation? Inked Up Designs.
Okay. So as he pulling that up, also, if you want to be featured as Business of the Week, definitely send us your business too. You can email it, thesecretiswork@gmail.com. Or, like I said, you can tag us on your business. Tag us. You don't even have to say you want to be featured. If you have a service, if you have a product, you have an online store, you PR person, definitely tag us on your stuff so we'll see and we'll feature you.
All right. So, to confirm, it is inkedupdesigns.com, as initially stated. So head on over to that site and tell Ivan that we here at The Secret is Work sent you. And so now we're going to wrap this show right on up, because we know y'all love these episodes under 30 minutes. So we're going to try to give y'all that every week. And so this week,
final thoughts.
My final thought. I think today is a great idea of life saying, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. But just like we try to instill in people on a regular basis, that, like, even recording this podcast today, it's been a complete struggle for me. But as we tell people all the time, just because life got you down doesn't mean that you need to stop chasing your dreams and doing the things you set out to do in this world. And so I wasn't going to let life break up the consistency today. Although it did a little bit. Because, you know, it's going to be like a few hours late.
Few hours late? A whole day late.
Whatever. It's going to be late. But it's not stopping the show over here.
No,
so
not at all.
That would be my final thought for the day. Just because life kicked you in the butt doesn't mean you have to stay down.
No. Okay, so I guess I'll just follow your footstep with those thoughts. I guess my, you know, final thoughts is similar to Kirkland's here. At the end of the day, it's not going to be easy. Life will get in the way, honey. I've been doing this long enough to know it's not easy. It's hard. But when it's all said and done, this is what you want. This is kind of what you sign up for. It's not always going to be great. It's not always going to be invoices paid. Sometimes you will go through months or a month, a whole month or months without no money coming in, or no one is really pay attention to what you're doing. But at the end of the day, or life, personal things will get in the way. But at the end of the day, you have to keep going. You really truly have to wake up every morning and be like, I'm not feeling it. It's another part of being disciplined. I'm not feeling it. I'm tired. I'm drained. My life is taking me down. And you feel like everything and everyone is against you, but you really truly have to look at yourself, say, this is what I want. This is what I signed up for. What can I do today to take me from here to here? And the answer is always work harder.
Work harder, work smarter.
And keep going.
And with that being said, guys, we're definitely going to wrap this up. So follow us everywhere at The Secret Is Work. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram at The Secret Is Work. Also, head on over to thesecretiswork.com and get on our mailing list, because hopefully sometime in February, we're going to start sending out really interesting emails that will keep you guys motivated throughout the week when you aren't able to hear our lovely voices on the podcast. Also, we need you guys to comment, rate, subscribe.
And review.
And tell your friends. Like,
tell your friends to tell your friends.
To tell your other friends to listen to The Secret Is Work.
The Secret Is Work.
Nothing's better than the trusted word of a friend. To tell them to listen to The Secret Is Work. Get motivated.
And with all of that said, you can find us, I Am Princess, everywhere. All the social media platforms. And of course, you can find me in my amazing style on iam.princess.com. I Am Princess, and I will talk to you guys next week.
And I am Kirkland. You can find me everywhere on the internet at XL Tribe. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at xltribe.com is the website. Go on over there, you know, sign up for our mailing list as well. So you just be on all the mailing lists. And, you know, just be inspired by dope, big, and tall guys with really great style. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to us here at The Secret Is Work. And we're signing off.
Bye.
Bye.